If you have something which your main intent to eat is that, and you have something subordinate to that, you make the bracha on the main thing, and that covers the subordinate thing. This covers both the bracha before you eat it and also the bracha after you eat it. Not only in the case when you have one tafsha, you have a meatball made of all kind of different ingredients that you go by the meat, if that's the main thing. Even if each one is independent, but one is serving the other one. Your primary intent is for one, then you also make only one bracha. If you have cooked fruit with some juices with them, liquids with them, then even though each one is separate, but you make a bracha and one covers the other. Even bread, which is the most chashuv thing, if you're eating the bread, not because you have any interest in the bread, but you're eating a salty fish, and the only way you can protect yourself from the excess salt is by eating it together with a little piece of bread. In that case, the bread will be tofel, and you make a bracha on the fish, and not on the bread. Says the Rambam, there are those that say that he enjoys the tafel more than the ikah, then you make the bracha on the tafel first. The Mishnah Berurah brings many poskim that disagree with this, because lemaisa he is eating it as a tafel right now. Continues the Rambam, this concept that the ikah part is the tafel is if you're eating them as one unit, or you first eat the ikar and then afterwards you eat the tafel. In the case where he eats the tafel first, he wants to drink, he wants to eat something beforehand, so he shouldn't drink on an empty stomach. So the eating is serving the drinking. Or he has some type of berries that he eats to sweeten the drink, but they're just serving the drink. So here, you're eating or drinking the tafel before the ikar. So we can't say the bracha of the ikar pater is the tafel, because you didn't make the bracha on the ikar yet. So in such a case, you do have to make a bracha, because you can't put something in your mouth without making a bracha on it. It's at a sheni, since it has no chashivitz, it's only serving something else. Therefore, the more hole is that it loses its chashivitz, and you make a shahakul, no matter what it is, even if it's a bari priyetz. The Mogen Avraham disagrees with this, and he says, if you're eating something that's a bari priyetz, as a tafel, and you eat it before the ikar, you do make its regular bracha. So we're coming out that if you're eating a tafel before ikar, and the tafel is not a shahakul, there's a machlekes, whether you make a shahakul or you make its regular bracha. And therefore, Mr. Brewer recommends not to do that. You should always eat the ikah first, and in melebil, you will pat the tafel.